I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We're still talking about it 4 days later. The acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting of Trayvon Martin continues to divide Americans. But we agree on this, at least. Defendants like Zimmerman are entitled to legal representation in court. That's not a right everywhere in the world. In Kenya, for example, if you don't have money for a lawyer there, you're probably on your own. That's changing slowly, thanks to people like Amy Akinyi Ongeso. She's a Kenyan human rights activist and one of the organizers of a project called Kituo cha Sharia. That's Swahili for Legal Advice Center. Ongeso says defendants in Kenya really need help.
Once you're accused of a crime and you're arraigned in court and you're told, well, we're charging you for, let's say, robbery with violence, most of the times you do not have access to a lawyer. You can be in detention for like, what, 8, 10 years before even you're brought to trial. And during this time that you're waiting for you to be sentenced, waiting for you to be told how many years you're going to serve for the crime you've committed, you do not have access to your legal documents. You have no idea what's happening. And then once you're finally sentenced, God willing, then you're put in prison and you feel like maybe there was a miscarriage of justice. Maybe you went to court ill-prepared. Maybe you had no even idea what the court was telling you. You're so intimidated by the court that, you know what, if you're given a charge of guilty, you're so confused, you're just thrown in jail, and then that's it. That is the kind of situation that prisoners find themselves in.
Tell us a bit about Kituo cha Sharia. What makes Kituo cha Sharia unique?
We've dared to go to areas that people were not ready to go. And by this, I mean going to the prisons. We give legal aid to the poor and marginalized. When you have all these people who have been brought to court, you don't have lawyers who can assist them because they cannot afford the legal services of a lawyer. What then happens? They have to resort to self-representation. And for you to self-represent, you have to be empowered in or your capacity built in certain areas. And if that doesn't happen, well, you go to jail.
Let's take the case of one man. His name is Dismas Omondi. He was accused of robbery, robbery with violence, which is a crime that in Kenya carries a death sentence. I'd like our listeners to hear Dismas describing the moment he realized he was going to be released from prison with help from your organization.
I did not believe my ears. It's when I was told by the clerk. He told me, "Umewachiliwa, you have been released." It's then I came to realize that I was not wrong. Tears of joy just came automatically out of me without knowing.
That's Dismas Omondi, a former prisoner in Kenya. He's speaking in a new BBC World Service documentary, Law Behind Bars. Amy, you weren't just providing kind of legal aid. You were literally training him to be a paralegal and help represent himself. Is that right?
Exactly. So what we do is we go there with the knowledge. We go there with information. We go there and tell you this is how you should carry yourself before the court, and this is all you need. You need the Evidence Act. We provide the Evidence Act.
When you say you go there, you're going to the prison where he's detained to get him ready for the trial.
Exactly. The first thing we do is we try and give the inmates legal empowerment and legal education. Then whatever they do with that education really is up to them. Truth be told, in all honesty, a lot of credit goes to these paralegals who, after we have gone, they do the extra homework. Mm. They go through their cases and they discover, oh my God, somewhere right here, the law was not followed, or there's a technicality right here, and I can challenge this technicality because I remember what I was taught. Even in court, they are by themselves.
And Dismas was by himself in court?
Exactly.
What turned his case around for him? What did he do right in his homework?
He discovered that one of the documents did not have the signature of one of the sitting judges. Hmm. He was able to argue that this signature is missing. I cannot therefore be condemned because I don't think that my case has been adequately addressed as the rule of law would demand. And so just based on that small technicality, he was able to be set free.
So you've helped launch more than 3,000 successful prisoner appeals, your organization. Some are based on technicalities. Are you ever concerned that you might be helping to release individuals who have indeed committed crimes and remain dangerous?
Well, if the rule of law is not followed, it is not for Kituo cha Sharia to determine whether you're guilty or not. It is for Kituo cha Sharia to ensure that your rights were upheld. And if your rights were not upheld, then I'm sorry. Maybe you need to go free, but it's not for us to decide you're guilty or innocent. And just by the miscarriage of justice, how many more innocent people are in jail than there are guilty? We are building the capacities of individuals to be able to, A, know their rights, and B, defend themselves.
Amy Akinye Ongeso, a Kenyan human rights activist and organizer of a prisoner support group called Kituo cha Sheria, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.